You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Level 4 lockdown is a struggle for everyone, including businesses unable to operate. Businesses in Auckland's central city have collectively lost $45 million in consumer revenue alone. Auckland City Business Association, Heart of the City, is now asking for more support from the government for businesses to stay afloat. Today, Connor speaks to Viv Beck, Chief Executive of the Association, on what support is needed and how this financial aid can be put into action. Here they are now.
What has been the effect of the current level 4 lockdown on Auckland City businesses?
Well, the lockdown is very severe for some businesses. We've had a look at consumer spending since it started, and the loss of spending is over $45 million in this short time. And if you do work that out as an average, it's about $35,000 per business. So that's loss of consumer spending. It doesn't include things like lost stock and other costs that they may be incurring right now, like they've got ongoing costs like rent and OPEX, but that is the loss of income. So it's a very direct hit to some businesses.
How much financial aid is needed for these businesses to continue operating and bounce back after this lockdown?
Over the period since the beginning of COVID, you may recall there was a lot of discussion last year about the fact that the wage subsidy is, you know, very much appreciated, but that is really to support employees and the ongoing rent and OPEX continues. So there was a lot of discussion last year, and organisations like us and others were saying businesses need more support with those other costs. And the same really applies now, because this is a cumulative impact for some. I mean, some businesses have been affected right the way along in terms of the loss of international spending, for example. Others have been particularly affected through the restricted periods. But one of the things that we think that would be a simple solution here and easy to execute is for the resurgence payment, which was introduced to give some support for some of these other costs, but it's only a one-off. So one thing that could be quick and easy to implement would be to make that a weekly payment. Now, that won't necessarily help everybody, but it will certainly be a contribution to those costs that are continuing to be incurred. And, you know, it doesn't need a whole lot further discussion. The mechanism is in place. So it already exists as a way to provide money to businesses. They would apply and be eligible for money that would help them enormously with some of these ongoing costs. And as I say, it's accumulating. Some of them are still reeling from the effects of the earlier lockdown. Some have had good bounce back, but there are certainly people that are really struggling right now.
How close is the government's current financial support to meeting the amounts that Heart of the City are recommending?
Well, it's not close, because the resurgence payment gives a one-off payment, which is much appreciated, but it doesn't cover all the ongoing costs. Now, every business, their circumstances are different, but they all have ongoing regular operating costs every week. So at the moment, there is nothing other than that one-off payment to provide any support at all. So the beauty of asking for this to be made on a weekly basis means that people would have some certainty. They would know how much was coming in, what the gap was, because some will still have a gap, but it certainly would provide a lot more certainty at a time that they're hugely anxious, because there's a lot of uncertainty obviously still ahead, and level 4 and even level 3 are really difficult in the city centre, because we're geared for a lot of people and people literally clear out. So we're left with people who live here, but, you know, hundreds of thousands of people aren't here every day. So the reality is that there's a big gap, and that gap will continue through level 3. And even in level 2, some of our businesses are still severely affected in that their revenue is constrained, but they still have these ongoing costs. So it's a big gap right now.
Would you recommend like a flat amount across each business, or would it have to be a business by business sort of review of how much that the resurgence payment would be per week?
Well, one of the beauties of this is that it actually is worked out at the moment. It's $1,500 plus $400 per employee up to a maximum of 21,500, which would be a bigger company, obviously up to 50 employees. So there are a lot of businesses a lot smaller than that, so the amounts would be less. But the beauty of that is that there isn't a whole lot of calculating that needs to happen. I mean, ideally, one of the other suggestions being mooted is 50% of rent, which would be greatly appreciated by businesses. I know that. The challenge last year was that that was a long, ongoing discussion about commercial agreements between landlords and tenants and things. And my concern here is that if it's a complicated system that has a whole lot of factors that need to be considered, it could take weeks. You know, the reality is this could be done very quickly with if a decision was made to do it. So I think that's the beauty of something like this. You know, there is no one size fits all really, but what this does do is give people some certainty, and it could be done very quickly, which is very important. The other thing about it is that people apply for it. So, you know, if they don't need it, they don't apply. But the reality is it would give some comfort to the people that are desperate right now that some money was there and they'd know how much it was, and they could plan around that.
You've also mentioned that the government should look at letting businesses that are safe to reopen during level four should operate. What kind of businesses would we see reopening during this state?
Well, that particular comment was really geared around online trading. I mean, everybody understands the need to keep the virus at bay, and people appreciate that they need to operate safely if they're going to be operating. But there are some discrepancies at the moment with online trading, in that people are now, able to order, for example, and have deliveries coming from offshore. Whereas really what we want to be able to do is support our local businesses as much as possible. And, you know, the definition of essential, we have maintained, as have others, that really it should be around safety. And I'm talking specifically in this example around online trading. It would make an enormous difference if businesses who can operate safely online were able to do that and have their deliveries fulfilled.
And do you have any final comments about either reopening or more aid for these businesses that are struggling during level four?
Well, I think there's also something that consumers can do, which is to remember to support their local businesses. And we've certainly been offering some promotions and things over the last week to just remind people about their favourite businesses. And we're promoting who's open, we're promoting what the offerings are. And I think it's just really an opportunity for people to buy vouchers, for example, because it's all about cash flow for these businesses. If people can be buying vouchers to support them, buying online if they've got an online offering, and really supporting local. And the city centre is no different. You know, these are businesses here that are geared around supporting their customers, and having that loyalty at a time like this is vital.
That was Viv Beck, Chief Executive at Heart of the City, on Auckland City businesses needing more support from the government through Level 4 lockdown.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.